Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries again today. Praise the Heavenly Father. This week we're going to talk, we are talking about testimonies, and we're having people here to give their testimonies about the wonderful things that God has done. And we've just been blessed already this week with two other wonderful people that have given us testimonies about the magnificence of God's Word and how it has touched their lives. We're going to continue on and have more testimonies. But let's come to the Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I worship you, I praise you, and I thank you because you are the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. You're the Savior, the Healer, the Deliverer. And Lord, we just want you to know we love you. We worship you. We praise you and thank you for all these wonderful things that you have done. Lord, I ask you to open the minds and hearts of men and women that will hear your mighty word as it goes out today. Men and women that the enemy has beat up on, that have made them sick and afflicted them, that they might hear these wonderful, mighty testimonies and realize that they're a human being just like these other people that have been on the show this week and just like this lovely lady that's going to be on here today. She has a wonderful testimony. And Lord, I ask you to bless this testimony as it goes for today. And Lord, reveal to other people that they can be healed and delivered just like she was. And Lord, we are so grateful for the privilege to pray the prayer of faith for her over a year ago and see her walk in divine health now. We're so grateful, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now then, as we're continuing on with these testimonies, we've had some wonderful testimonies this week, but this lovely lady I've got here on the set with me today, she has a tremendous testimony. This woman, although she was a daughter of the King, she walked in obedience to all of her heart with God's Word. She just didn't know the promises of God and how to bring those into a manifestation in her life. Now, she was married to a wonderful man, a man that loved her, and she loved him. And they were married several years. And then the enemy came upon him and began to attack him. And at this point, they didn't know about the magnificent divine healing power of God's mighty word. So, unfortunately, the enemy, he attacked her husband and took her husband out in a very short period of time. Now then, the enemy is the one that comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. Now, unfortunately, most of us, even those of us that are in the church, do not realize who the enemy is. We just think sickness and disease is just a way of life. I mean, when cancer comes up on you, you do what all the other Christians do. You go to the doctor. You have your diagnosis run. They do surgery. Then they do chemo, radiation, or whatever. And sometimes they put it in remission for a little while, and then in a few years it comes back, and it usually takes you out quickly. What most people don't know, but I've heard doctors themselves make these statements, that if you take chemo or radiation, it literally destroys part of the functional process of the healing power of the body, and although it may put your sickness or your cancer in remission at the time, usually in a very few years, and sometimes not even a few years, the enemy will come back upon you, and this time, with your physical body, with no weapons to fight back with, he'll take you out the second time, every time. But unfortunately, lots of times he takes us out the first time. So this lovely lady that's here with me today, Miss Gail, she had had a tremendous problem. And her husband had been attacked, and he had already lost his life and went home to be with Jesus. And then this same enemy come upon her and to begin to make her sick and afflict her. And that's when I happened to be down in Mahia. And when I was down in Mahia, Texas, down here about 3 or 4 hours south of Dallas, she had heard about some of my teaching. And so somebody invited her over to the church, and she came over there that night, and I taught a couple of 2 or 3 hours. And then after that, she wanted to know more about God's Word, so she asked to meet with me the next day, and we sat and discussed God's Word, and we talked about the mighty power of God's Word until we could build her faith where we could get her healed. But I've got this lovely daughter of the King here with me today, and I'm going to let Miss Gail tell you who she is, how long she's known Jesus, and how long her husband was sick and everything, and then after her husband did pass away, how long it was before the sickness came to her. And then I'm going to let her tell you a little bit about what happened and how she received her healing from the Lord. Here's Miss Gail.
My name is Gail Farquhar. I live down in Tigg, Texas. I've known the Lord. I really came to know the Lord when I was 13, I think. I got saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. And unfortunately, I didn't walk with the Lord the continuing of my years. I only stayed in church and really serving God for a couple of years and got out in sin and did not come back to the Lord until 1979. I really praise God for his love and mercy that he does not give up on us. You know, I think probably everybody else had, and I think I'd given up on myself that I'd never, ever come back to God and thought that I was doomed to hell. But, you know, God's grace brought me back, and I am so thankful for that. 1979, I rededicated my life and was refilled with the Holy Spirit and have been walking with God since. My testimony that Thurman is referring to, my husband passed away with lung cancer, lung, liver, actually it was all over his body, and I lost him after 13 months. When he was first diagnosed, he was a strong, healthy man. And never sick at all. And it was just all of a sudden that I thought he had bronchitis. He was coughing. And anyway, they gave him 6 weeks to live when he was diagnosed. And the doctors were telling him to go home and get his things in order. But God gave him 13 months. I believe that God, and I know that God would have healed him. But, you know, we have to have faith to receive those things. And for whatever reason, Marvin's face wasn't strong enough. In fact, mine wasn't at the time either. I lost Marvin in April of 2002, and in May of 2002, I discovered that I had breast cancer a month later. And when that happened, I was angry, I was scared, I was grieving. And it seemed, you know, it seemed so unfair in the flesh, you know. I was thinking in the flesh, this is so unfair. But, you know, the devil is not fair. We've got to remember that. So a friend of mine, thank God, that lived there in my community, gave me a couple of Thurman's tapes that I started listening to. And then within a week or two, he came down to Mahia to minister. And, of course, I went over to hear his ministry. Already, my faith was beginning to build, but after sitting through his ministry that night, and as he just told you, I asked him if I could have some private time to talk with him and to really, to get that word of God impressed into my mind for me to receive my healing. And he graciously did, and we met with me the next afternoon from 2 o'clock until 5. We sat for 3 hours, him just expounding the word to me, giving me scriptures and having me to look the scriptures up and read the scriptures aloud and then ask me exactly what the scriptures were saying until he could see that the word of God was getting into my heart, that I was understanding that this was a gift from God, that this was ours if we would receive it. So, I received my healing that day of cancer. And I knew when I left there I was healed. However, on the way home, since I had been listening to a couple of Thurman's tapes, I had heard him speaking to one lady and praying with her. And as he prayed for her, he prayed that she would be healed from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. Well, he prayed that same prayer when he prayed for me. So as I was driving home, I said, Lord, I know I'm healed of cancer, but God, please heal me of this allergy and sinus problem that I've had, which is another testimony in itself. I had suffered with that for 30 years, I'm sorry. And I was the kind of allergy sufferer that woke up every morning with a headache. Every morning. I could not function without medication every day. I had gone through the injections and everything else, and it was just no relief. But do you know, I was healed of that as well. I have not, from that day until this, had to take any more medication. And so I've thought a little bit about, I wondered, you know, was God just giving me an outward healing that I could actually see to confirm that the inner healing of the cancer that I couldn't see was done? However, by that time, my faith was strong and high and secure, and I knew that God was in control. And praise God, I've been walking in healing now ever since, and intend to until the day the Lord takes me home.
So you had this problem. Your husband had the problem for 13 months, and he fought the battle as long as he could with the faith that you and him had. And then the enemy, of course, unfortunately, took him out prematurely. Your husband was not an old man, but 57 years old. I knew he couldn't be very old. But anyway, that's awesome to think that the enemy comes by and takes out one of us at that age. And he does this because of the lack of knowledge of the Word. And, of course, a month later, whenever the cancer came upon you, and you were, like I say, you just didn't know what was going on. So isn't it amazing that so many people get mad at God, you know, and we get mad at the Lord. Lord, what's going on? But yet when we get in the Word, we realize who the enemy is. And then we get mad at the God of this world. Because then we know that our Savior, Jesus, came and destroyed that beast 2,000 years ago, gave us all the weapons we need to defeat him, and all we got to do is take his word and begin to speak it out of our mouth. When we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we begin to speak it out of our mouth, we literally attack the enemy with the word, begin to cut him asunder. And not only did your cancer of your, it was breast cancer you said you had, not only did your breast cancer go away, but also when I rebuked the enemy and commanded him to leave you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, the king stepped in right there and said, "Devil, what do you not understand about what my son just said over my daughter? Now you get out and you go to that pit and you leave her alone. Because my son has built my daughter's faith to the point in me where she's now ready for me to purge and cleanse her and to heal her. And it's a done deal." So the Lord healed Gail. Now we're going to continue to talk about this testimony a little bit more tomorrow. We run short of time here, but we invite you out to our church every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4.